She likes reading, doesn't she? Asked Lady Myriad. So why are you so against it? I'm sure she'll enjoy it. Have you forgotten what happened to me? No, of course not. But you ended up with the wrong book, that's all. Still, it was horrible. I don't want that for Amy. She doesn't need those books. By this time I was outside the door of the room where the voices were coming from, and I pushed it open. I found Alexis and Lady Myriad seated in a sort of conservatory. Between them was a table laden with toast, sausages, eggs, bacon, and jam. I also spotted a stack of pancakes. My stomach rumbled audibly. But first I had to find out what Alexis and my grandmother were arguing about. What's going on? What books don't I need? I asked. Alexis gave a start and almost dropped the piece of dry toast she'd been nibbling on. Lady Myriad smiled. Good morning, Amy. How was your first night at Lennox House? Good, I said. I like my canopy bed. I'm glad. Would you like some breakfast? My grandmother motioned toward an empty chair. We can't offer you a German-style breakfast, I'm afraid. We have ordered supplies in from Lerwick, but they won't be here until tomorrow. How about some toast in the meantime? Thanks, I said, helping myself to some sausages and bacon. I'm not a vegan,